The huge Browse Basin gas project on the Kimberley coast here at Broome is bigger than the Northwest Shelf with 14 trillion cubic feet of gas reserves. Passions are running high, and in June protesters blocked a public road leading to the coast at James Price Point, where the onshore gas processing plant is slated to be built. A protesters' camp and blockade has been set up just off the badly corrugated dirt road that leads down to the coast and to James Price Point. It's the emotional heart and focus of the protest. Just near the rutted road, the camp is taking on a more permanent look, and the protesters are a diverse mix, drawn from all walks of life and ages, from Broome and, of course, elsewhere. The oldest person there is Indigenous woman Elster Foy. She's sitting in a plastic chair under a tarpaulin out of the hot sun.
Are your people traditional owners here?
Well, my great-grandparents are there. They're the top of the list. So I'm here on their behalf and my behalf and my grandchildren.
Now, people are saying they're staying here sort of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Are you part of that band?
Yes, and I'll stay here till they decide to pull out.
How long have you been here?
5 going on to 6 weeks.
Some people say that the gas plant here isn't all that bad thing because it does provide employment, that it does provide a fillip to the economy of Broome, which has had a little bit of a downturn in recent time. What do you say to that?
I think it's rubbish because the economy of Broome relied on tourism, and we were getting on track with the young people going into tourism, doing apprenticeship. We've learned by experience in Karratha, in the Pilbara area, that there's Aboriginal people there that signed off and they've got nothing. They're on the streets. They don't even have a house.
I can hear kids crying there and there's a bunch of little ones running around everywhere else. Well, what's life like here? It doesn't look like it's all that easy because you're in the middle of nowhere, really, aren't you?
And this is not nowhere. This is a bush. It's beautiful out here. We have the birds in the
morning. Well, I take that as
being
a city slicker.
Yeah, being a city slicker, you probably don't appreciate what we appreciate.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people on the east coast of Australia and in the big cities have got no idea of this area here. To them, it may just be dirt and bush, for instance.
It may be dirt and bush, but we have a lot of wildlife. If you wake up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, you're waking up to the birds and laughter of people that are sitting around the campfire having a cup of tea. And, you know, there's a lot of things going for the bush.
You've already had trouble here with the police. Woodside has its own security firm, as we understand it. How far are you prepared to go here as far as blocking this road?
As far as we can. I suppose we'll all go to jail one day for the first time, so I suppose we'll all go to jail.
We have a lot of people listening to you as you're talking. Do you think some of them are prepared to go to jail as well?
Yes, I'm sure they would. They believe that this should be left alone for everybody in the world to enjoy as well as us, and we're preserving it for future generation and future people of Australia and the world.
Aboriginal elder Elster Foy at the anti-gas protest camp.